Broad Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's episode 88 of the Broad Street Bully Podcast. It is almost May, and the Flyers have still not played yet. Hi, it's the second round of the playoffs start tonight for the NHL, and my bracket is shit.
Busted.
I have two teams left. Hi, I'm just going to make this about me the whole night. Hi, it's Drew Papsky here. I'm going to say hi one more time. Hi, how you doing? Jeff DeAngelis is here.
Sure, OCD.
And Doyle is here. I don't have OCD.
I don't have OCD.
But yeah. I may be on the spectrum, and that is okay with
spectrum
me.
Spectrum got knocked down. It's got replaced by expanded.
Oh, nice. Nice Flyers reference. That'll be the only one you hear tonight.
And then they renamed it in Florida, where the Phillies play spring training.
So I went on, because you said your bracket was shot, and I went on to look to see how mine was doing, and the fucking website is still down.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Mine just loaded.
Don't worry, your bracket's still safe. We can't speak to you how your picks are doing. The site's undergoing a little maintenance.
Oh, my God.
To be fair, I had some really out there picks, but I also...
My bracket.
I'm not the worst. I am one of the worst, though.
I think I'm probably the worst.
All right, let's see.
What's your name?
PD Bank.
No, you're actually above me.
Wow.
I had the Rangers.
That's surprising.
In the middle of the pack.
Because I had Chicago winning the whole thing.
Doesn't matter, though. Your other picks were good. I have... Everyone that I had, like the final four, except for one, is out.
I only have the Caps, the Rangers.
Oh, man.
And that's it.
I have the Ducks.
I don't think I have one Western Conference team.
I have the Ducks, I have the Rangers, and I have the Caps and Penguins.
Oh, okay.
Everybody else, I was wrong.
Well, know what? We can talk about the brackets because pretty soon we're going to have Mike Bond from Scuttlepuck calling in tonight. Very
maybe
special
his...
guest. And he's number one right now.
I was going to say,
so
maybe he's doing better than us.
That's bullshit, though. He's like
that's
the semi,
not fair. He's
semi-professional
Canadian.
Hockey analyst. And also, it's like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, who's the best at war? It's like, oh, the American, obviously. Who's the best at hockey picks? The Canadian, obviously.
Exactly. He's Canadian. That's not fair.
Yeah. You know, we have different strengths.
You know, in...
I could beat him in a hot dog eating contest, probably.
When that's you look
true,
at it, though...
you don't bite. You just swallow.
When you look at it, though, yes. If one of us actually won this,
I would demand
how dumb would that be?
I want a T-shirt and a koozie that I paid for myself.
I would demand that Drew mails me a T-shirt.
I'm just kidding. We get funded by all your lovely donations. Should we make a PayPal donate button?
Print the goddamn label.
Let's start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, we want to buy more beers for the podcast. It's more entertaining.
And insulin.
And I bet
only
you,
a dollar.
I bet
a
you
a
call people would give us a dollar or two, just like $2.
And put insulin in there.
Insulin as well, yes.
That'll be a great selling point.
Insulin, the diabetic heroin.
Yeah. For only a dollar.
I actually read...
support dick jokes.
I read yesterday that this family had to turn to the black market to buy insulin because their insurance...
prices are skyrocketing.
Their insurance provider wouldn't cover the insulin that their daughter needed.
Well, you either turn to black market or you get black feet because you're going to have gangrene and your fucking feet are going to have to get amputated, so...
That's not really how that works, but...
Yes, it is. You get scurvy, I don't know.
Not right away. Maybe after like 40 years of shitty blood sugar.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, man. It's still an okay
reference.
Yeah,
but if you can't get the insulin now, you're just going to die.
I don't like how Jeff laughed because you probably know the least about diabetes in the tri-state area. We had a fucking certified almost doctor come on here and talk to you, and you still don't know.
I just know that he needs his sugar water to
He definitely
stay alive.
Does. All right, so I need to just get this off the bat right now. The Phantoms are about to be eliminated tonight if they lose.
Oh, God.
They had two close games. They lost a heartbreaking overtime loss in the first game one, and then they lost game two, 5-4. And they lost Alex Lyons.
Yeah. The good news is, though,
they made towards ACL?
No, they're all ready to become Flyers.
Oh, that's good.
The good news is Anthony Stolarz tore his MCL, and now he's probably going to get exposed in the expansion draft.
Yeah, see, we didn't really talk about any of the articles that everybody wrote, mostly Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah. Can we get do a couple minutes on that before Mike calls in? We got a couple minutes.
Stolarz is now the goalie exposed, and Neuberth will be protected.
And they called up Alex Lyons.
That quick.
They called up Alex Lyons to the Phantoms, but they're probably
no, they called
gonna,
up Ouellette.
Hart.
But called up Hart, but he's not going to play. They're going to put Ouellette in, I believe, right?
That's, yeah, Ouellette's playing right now.
Yeah, actually, the game already started. Shit, I forgot. It's this late on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's still light out, kind of. I love this springtime
but,
stuff.
Timmy P, I don't even think they got the results of the surgery in before he flip-flopped on his...
I think...
Stars gone.
You mean
but,
the wonderful Tim Panaccio?
But also, Sam Carcitti wrote the same exact thing, so either they're right... Or they're both competing for the dunce cap.
The best
Or the major news networks are giving them information because they're all controlled by the same seven people.
That's true. The best thing I saw in the comments was expose either one. It doesn't matter. There's better goalies for Las Vegas to pick.
Yeah.
They're not going.
Yeah. It's like, well, who's going to pick them?
Yeah. Maybe they want a backup. They
or
want
a farm
sink.
Team.
They
you
want
guys forgot, though. Hextall has a handshake deal with the GM of Las Vegas to take Michael Murdoch.
He has naked pics of him smoking a bong in a church back in 75, yeah. And that was frowned upon.
Hextall was like, you take Matt Reed, Dale Weiss, and Neuwirth, and I will give you the money that's in my wallet right now. Thoughts?
I'm
a Flyers Hall of Fame goaltender.
Condemning photos yeah. of you.
And he's like, ha ha, I don't have a wallet. I have a money clip, and there's nothing in it.
Hey, I'm a cap. That's how it works. So Phantoms tonight, they go home?
Yeah, probably.
Like go home for game four or like go home like they're done?
I think they might be done.
Yeah.
Okay.
As too much bad. As I don't want them to be.
Too bad we didn't get tickets.
Because I haven't really seen anything yet.
We're like, hey, maybe game five, you know, because AHL is only a best of five in the first round.
Shoot.
Yeah, that home ice advantage didn't do much for them.
Yeah, well, it's also Lehigh Valley and Hershey. I feel like they're like next. I know they're not, but Pennsylvania is such so big.
Well, Hershey Bears used to be owned by the Flyers.
It kind of did. Didn't
many
they,
years ago.
Yeah.
Didn't the Phantoms do that thing that the Flyers did where they had a lead going into the third and then they turtled the entire time and lost?
That's what happened in the game two, I believe. I didn't watch it. I read it, though. I was a little busy.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either.
They're just getting used to the Flyers play system. That's all.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do what we do.
Hold the lines! We're
love
not
isn't always
the
on
lines!
Time.
All right, Toto.
Listening to Rosanna on the way over here. Actually,
you listen to what?
Rosanna.
Oh, I thought you said you were watching Roseanne on the way over here.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, what an awful way to get in an accident. What were you doing, sir? I was watching Roseanne Barr and her show, Roseanne. Yeah. You know,
I love the.
It's
foil.
Called Roseanne because her name's Roseanne.
I love the foil that Dan Goodman plays too.
Dan Goodman.
John Goodman.
John Goodman.
You fucking.
I never watched Roseanne.
Oh,
I don't even know.
Stanley.
John Goodman he wore so many flannels.
I don't know.
Let's show.
Can't
a great
say
Afghan on the couch.
Wasn't the one daughter a lesbian in real life, but not in the show?
Yes, I believe so.
And she was dating the guy on Big Bang Theory.
And wasn't the one daughter from the show the youngest one in Scrubs?
Yes.
Elliot, right?
Yes.
The hot blonde.
Look at that.
Yep.
Speaking of Scrubs, Dr. Mike, insulin, rising costs, back around.
What?
Is that really what you fucking think this is going, Jeff?
That did not loop the conversation at all. Oh, my God. Drew can't even think of anything to play on the soundboard right now to insult you.
That's what I was thinking about. Somewhere someone's listening to this going, like, just looking up at the sun, like, today's a good day. After
so
that.
Anyway...
You're stupid. Before we have Mike call in a few minutes, it's summer series. Are you guys ready for the first official summer series story?
Oh boy.
This is happening?
This is going to happen right now.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Before you do that...
Are there any disclaimers?
Wayne Simmons got nominated for...
Captain.
Oh, yeah, Captain, right? They're trading Giroux. Yeah. Just in.
He got some league award for having one of the best communities.
Oh, when was our article, by the way? Was that before last week? That was before last week, right? Yeah, it was. Yeah. Never mind. So he got an award for being like a team
one
leader.
One of the
and
best in the community.
Community like, leader, yeah. Right.
So he's up for that.
He should.
He'll find out at the NHL Awards.
He definitely deserves to be nominated. I don't know about Wings. I don't know who else was nominated. I also don't know everything to do. I just know personally.
Yeah, I didn't look at all the other
everything
ones.
Wayne Simmons has done since coming here. And everyone loves the guy, unless you know you're Ryan McDonough's
plus, he did
jaw.
A lot of good because he got punched.
Call back to last year.
No, he did a lot of good work in the city for youth hockey. So,
and dude, Ed Snyder Hockey Foundation, he's still taking it on, even though Ed Snyder's gone. Yeah. They still have that foundation up, and he's done a lot. And also, as I said before, I think I said this on episodes a while ago, he has the ability because he, a lot of the areas he's going to, mostly black teens and like all that stuff, and like black younger kids, are not going to like, a Canadian like white guy going like,
making hockey.
Hey, what's this all about? Hey, you guys want to like, but like, it's more accessible because like,
flawless impression.
I'm telling you, like, that means a lot, especially at a little kid level, because it's like, oh, like we look exactly alike.
Well,
know?
I hope he wins, because then at least the Flyers will get something, because Provorov did make Rookie of the Year voting.
Did not.
At all,
yeah.
It was Matthews,
Wierenski,
Panarin,
Wierenski,
Artemi
maybe,
Panarin.
Maybe Laine, I think.
Yeah, there were a lot of good rookies. I think with Provorov's game... wasn't very flashy many times, so it's not really something you would get Rookie of the Year
right. And
unless it was a weak rookie class. And you have Austin Matthews in there. Dude, Matthews, look at him in the playoffs this year.
I did think that he would win, but like, do you take Wierenski, who's like an offensive talent on a good team, or do you take Provorov, who became the number one defenseman with no NHL experience.
And led the team in ice time.
But, yeah, I mean, Ghost last year was nominated because he was more offensive-minded, too. That's what wins Rookie of the Year, man.
I just think, like, even if it's not, like, he should at least be acknowledged for how good he played.
But no, that's fine, though, because he'll just stay under the radar. And you hear announcers at, like, national games this year, they knew Provorov was something special. That's fine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well. So that's pretty much all the Flyers news.
Yeah, so
now
it's summer series.
On to summer
series. Let's start this one off right.
I can smell you're a cunt.
Okay, so relevant to the story.
Oh, gross.
So I teased weeks ago on our swapcast with Fourth and Go that at my grandmother's funeral, I got the number of an older lady. She's 48, apparently. And because I'm Italian, it's like every Italian boy's dream to like go out with a lady that's the same age as your mother. It's not your mother.
Yeah, that's smart.
She's like the same age as you. What are you talking about?
Shut up, Doyle. No one
knows that. You guys graduated high school 2 years apart.
He's there with the birth certificate accusations of Donald Trump. All right, Jesus. I went out.
Yeah, whatever.
She's divorced. She has kids.
Excellent.
I went out with her. We had drinks. We danced with some Steely Dan. We had a great time. And this is not... This is all real. I requested so much Steely Dan, Earth, Wind, and Fire. The Drew Funky Dance Jam playlist, as I call it, because the DJ absolutely stunk. He didn't know what he was playing. He kept playing younger people stuff, and there was mostly like 20s people there, but they started leaving, and there was just a bunch of older like people in their 30s
and
40s.
What is the locale of this? Delco?
Yes.
That makes sense. Yeah,
okay.
That makes sense. The DJ was trash.
We're having a good time or whatever, and we go out to the parking lot, and she parks car next to mine. We're you know, we're doing a little of that snogging, as I call it, in Harry Potter, or kissing. And, dude, did you fuck her? No, I didn't. Here's what happened.
That's okay.
We're making out, and I'm like, you know, grabbing her butt, her nice 48-year-old rump.
Rump.
I have my hand down her pantalones, and surprisingly shaved. And,
oh, I thought you were going to say penis.
No, that wouldn't be a surprise. That'd be a welcome, like, you know.
Hey,
listen, now, I know you like veal, but we brought you steak and said, oh, I love veal. That's great. I mean, I love steak, whatever. You get the point. Love hot dogs.
Penises aren't a thing. Yeah,
and so what happens is we are, you know, doing things, and I'm like, let's go back to your house. She's like, I can't. My kids are home. And I'm like, oh, it's okay. I can be quiet. And she's like, she starts laughing. She's like, you're funny. I'm like, no, seriously, I can be quiet. Let's do it. Because I didn't want to like drive back to Jersey. We were drinking all night. And I wanted to do things to her. And we're making out or whatever. Car's driving by. One car stops like right at the back of my car. And I see the corner of my eyes, it's red and blue all over the car, and I was like, oh, shit. Mostly blue. And I was like, is that a cop? She goes, stop, and grabs my head. She's like, don't look. And I was like, are you serious? She goes, like, it's him. I'm like, the cop? I'm like, you just assume that cop's gender? And I'm like, and I start looking over. She's like, no, seriously. I was like, kiss my neck. She's like, no, seriously, stop. It's my ex-husband. And I was like, oh, shit, because earlier night she told me he was a local cop, and he was working at night. Totally forgot about it because we were just drinking and having fun all night. And I was like, oh, my God. He sat there. It was probably like 2 minutes, but it was like a drunk eternity, you know? And he sped off to the back of the parking lot, turned his lights off, and waited for us to leave. And I was like, I am not fucking getting behind the wheel of the car.
Yeah, because
he will pull me over. Yep. And like, I mean, I wasn't like hammered, but I was like, I'm probably like a little over the limit.
Enough.
And yeah, I was like,
could you pass a field sobriety test?
Not when I was making out on my finger in his ex-wife in the park. Not really, but I just slid my panty out of like the bottom of her pants and put it around to her side. I was like, let's do this.
What's that smell?
Actually, my finger smelled great, especially for a 40-year-old lady.
All right.
And then she's like, listen, I'll just get in my car and drive away because I'm going that way. I need to go back on the blue route for all you Delco people out there to keep it local to get back to Jersey. I said, okay. I don't like this idea, but okay. So I sit in my car, make sure I don't turn it on or the keys to the ignition, and start like frantically looking for an Uber and call my cousin, text my cousin, like, dude, I need to come over to your house and stay tonight. I'll come back in my car tomorrow. He drives up on me behind my car and waits there. And I'm not trying to exaggerate. It was at least another like 2 to 4 minutes. He's probably writing down my license plate and all that shit.
Yeah.
But I got a new car and dealer tags. Joke's on you, asshole. Next time I'll be around that area, I'll have a different license plate off the grid. And he went up towards her house, and I got the hell out of there. Smart. And that was your first summer series story, and I don't plan on having that again because that was scary as shit.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a very good.
And you would think, oh, Drew had a rough night, didn't get some, so he stopped home and got a 7-Eleven pizza. No, he didn't. He did not do that.
Are you sure?
I swear to God.
No, the 7-Eleven pizza was already here.
I'd Ricky pick it up. You know, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. No, but it was fun though, man, and I had a good time. And I'll give you updates later as we go.
That's awesome.
Don't worry, ladies of the podcast that like me, I am. I'll keep my eye out for you as well. I'm not that disgusting. This was all just a joke for the show. It's not a real story.
I can get sweaty in any of your bedrooms.
Let's go out sometime. It's fine. But anyway, so we did just get a call from Mike. Hello, Mike. Are you there?
I am here, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Mike. It's Mike Bond from Scuttlepuck Podcast. He had Jeff and I on recently in the past few months, and we decided to return the favor and also want to get him on the show to bring his hockey prowess and knowledge and that Canadian charm we all love to the show.
The current leader of our bracket challenge.
Yes.
Woo woo! Yeah, buddy.
Our first international guest.
Oh wow!
We're like the UN over
here. Honored. Yeah, veritable League of Nations.
Yes, this is like more like a NATO thing, I think, because you know it's just like you know the non-communist places. It's a way like to keep it on here. We hate the Cold War, you know.
Has Trump not pulled you out of NATO yet?
I thought that was just a bargaining tactic to get them to start paying their fucking due because we're tired of having all the nukes and all the money. Cold War. We went to the moon.
That's right. We appreciate it. Believe me.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to have that stuff, man. But yeah, so your Oilers are kicking ass, dude.
Yeah, speaking of nukes, how about Edmonton getting past San Jose?
Yeah, that's it's very exciting, I have to say. The only thing is that it's absolutely killing me because I live in the Eastern time zone and the times for these games is staggering.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It sucks when you work a real job, huh? And you have to like do like wake up in the morning and watch those games.
Yeah. Exactly. Last week, I laid on the couch at like 8:30, slept till 10:30 till game time, and I still only managed two periods. But you know.
That stinks, man. But are you able to like wake up in the morning and like run to your phone and check the score and like, or do you DVR it or something? Or
the phone is right there beside my bed, and I checked it. Yeah, because you got to know, right?
Do you wake up on like a cold sweat last week, like having dreams of Brent Burns crushing your playoff hopes? And like just look at your phone frantically in the middle of the night.
Yeah, exactly. It's very nerve wracking. The whole playoff experience is very nerve wracking. It's one.
Yeah, I feel real bad for you, dude.
You remember those days?
Well, it wasn't that long ago. You guys were there last year, right?
But that doesn't count.
Yeah,
the ball's on this guy. Oh, you know, it's so nerve wracking being in the playoffs. Jesus.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
As somebody who's followed Edmonton. I guess for way longer, would you say the 2006 team or this team is better suited to make a long run? Because, I mean, the 2006 team made it all the way to the Cup Finals.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I think this team's got more. That was an interesting team, too, because they only got in as the eighth seed, right? And they had, but they made those trades late that kind of completely changed the team. With you got Pronger there and Rolison coming in and Net, who was just amazing until he got hurt in the final there. That kind of did them in, but I think I don't know if this team's poised to make the long run this year, but the nice thing is it doesn't look like it's a one-off, whereas I think maybe in 2006 you knew deep down that this was fun, but it probably wasn't gonna last, especially when Pronger leaves town at the end of the year for undisclosed reasons.
Went hopped right to Anaheim.
Pronger. A great American. Actually, he's Canadian, but he just seems like a persona. As like
now
a little
works
asshole.
For an American team.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he works for an American team and an NHL,
and he's in the Hall of Fame, and he's still not retired.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a true American, right? You work till you die. He doesn't even have his 401k yet.
Collect paychecks from everywhere you can.
Hey, if they'll pay you, I guess. Why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah, it works for us. We still get cap relief because of that shit. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's mind-boggling. He's like such a he's always got that smirk on his face like, yeah, I'm winning. I've got it all figured out.
He's a master troll.
Exactly. That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, man. But you guys are moving on to the second round versus the Ducks. So you guys just took down the Sharks, who are perennial, usually second or third rounders, and they usually make it that
second
far.
Second or third round chokers.
And they back out. But still, they're a tough team to play in the playoffs, until they play the team that's going to win the Cup. And they always lose to them.
Exactly.
So what are your thoughts on the whole Anaheim series and everything? Anaheim,
steamrolled.
They got through their series pretty easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, and although they had some luck on their sides, there was at least a game, if not two, that Calgary totally outplayed them and just couldn't buy a bounce to save their lives. But I'm looking forward to this series a lot because Anaheim is such an easy team to hate. Like, there's just so many dicks on that team that...
All right, I know say who you're thinking of, the first dick. Ready? One, yeah, two, three.
Corey Perry, for
yes,
sure.
Thank you.
Scott Farkas, if you will.
He had yellow eyes, I tell you, yellow eyes.
Yellow eyes.
No, he's a, but he, and the beauty about Corey Perry is he absolutely would tell you, yeah, well, yeah, I'm a dick. Like, he just thrives on that reputation, but he's really good at it. And then there's the Ryan Kessler, who's actually even more of a dick. He's more of a snake. Like, he is...
He's
so
like a cake
dirty.
Eater. He's yeah. like oh. Adam Banks. He's like more skilled, but like he also is a little like sneaky
plus,
little
yeah,
bastard.
And he has the chiseled jawline and the perfectly manicured beard.
He does.
Oh, yes. And he's quite proud of it. Yeah, he's but he is so dirty. Like, he's sneaky dirty, like hockey player, typical sneaky dirty guy. And yeah, I'm going to, and he's going to be on McDavid the whole series. So I know I'll work up a really good hate for him, which makes it more fun, right?
Yeah, that is pretty good. So that way you guys can probably forgive Brandon Manning, right? Yeah,
exactly. You can let the
I wouldn't go that far.
He's not that smart to try to hurt your player. He's just a lumbering oaf.
Yeah, because it was, we give Brandon Manning that much credit that he absolutely did that on purpose.
Yeah, so. Of course. He's just a,
and I think,
he's a nervous
I was just saying, yeah, I think I told Jeff there when he was on that, I was, I'd only been to one Edmonton game my whole life. I went out with work and was really excited going to see Connor McDavid last year, and that was the game he got hurt.
Yeah, actually, I actually listened to the episode when Jeff was on. I remember. You know what's funny? I keep looking at the monitor like I'm looking at your picture because it's Skype we're having calling in on. Like, you actually could see me or I have to look at you. And I just wanted to point that out. I feel like an idiot.
Making eye contact.
Yeah, here. I'm like looking just at you, your picture, your beautiful blue shirt in front of the, with a beer in your hand and a mic in front. And I'm like, oh, Mike can't even see me. He can't see, like, I can't see him. Why did I do that? I just don't understand.
I don't even know. I'm trying to, that picture. Oh, that's from when we were doing, geez, that's from the McDavid draft, actually. We were watching. It was very exciting night.
So you guys have been doing your show for that long, huh?
Yeah, we're at 150 episodes now, so it'll be 3 years in June.
Okay, nice. So yeah, you guys are about a year and a half older than us, a little bit more than
that.
So that's pretty cool. We're on 88. Yeah. You're on episode 88 right now, so you know what that means. The Lindros episodes, you guys would probably call it, or the Kane episode. I think it's cool how you guys do that. You name after hockey players.
Mike, I have a quick question for you.
Okay.
How happy were you when the Oilers finally traded Taylor Hall and Nail Yakupov?
Okay, hold on. I was if you obviously were listening to my podcast at the time, because I was not happy at all when I got rid of Taylor Hall. Yakupov, I had long given up on. I thought he's such a nice guy and a great character. Like, you hated to just acknowledge that the guy was just not going to do it. But I was long convinced that I don't know if mentally he just couldn't play the NHL game. It would just seem too fast for him. And he was kind of like a water bug. He just so frenetic in his play, but he did a lot of things, but he really never got anything done. So I wasn't sad to see him go. I didn't have any malicious thoughts towards him. I just thought, you know, good luck elsewhere, but I really didn't think he would. Taylor Hall, I was very sad to see go. He was just such a good player, and I felt bad for him because he was nothing but a good soldier the whole time he was in Edmonton. He always said the right things and always seemed like a good guy and was a hell of a player and drove play. And as soon as they started to turn the corner, they ditched him. So it's got to be. Yeah. And you could hear him in the interviews, right? He was devastated. And even halfway through the season, you'd hear him in interviews and you could tell he hadn't gotten over it.
Well, I mean, they traded him, go to the playoffs. Devils got him, missed the playoffs. Maybe he's like a bad omen for teams. Maybe you guys dodged a bullet.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man. I wouldn't say the Devils not making the playoffs, I don't think I'd put on Taylor Hall if you look at that lineup. My God.
They traded their best defenseman for Taylor Hall.
Idiots. Hey, honey, look, I'm hang gliding. Oh, I'm dead.
And it's just... there's nothing to get excited about on that lineup. Although that Pavel Zacha, he didn't really do much this year, but I remember watching him in junior a little bit here in Belleville. And I remember being impressed with him in junior because he seemed to be a man playing with boys, and he had this like heavy, heavy shot. And who knows, he may still turn out, but I thought he would do good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He was
one of the guys the Flyers were looking at.
Well, yeah, true story. We were kind of disappointed that they picked Provorov over.
What? I was not disappointed at all.
I think me and Drew were.
I was looking for a little more scoring help, because I knew we had a lot of other guys already in the tank, but I'm not upset with the pick.
Well, yeah, I'm not upset with how it turned out, but at the time we were like, man, they could have used the scoring help. Why would they pick another defenseman? And now he's the only saving grace.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, Provorov is so good. I mean, even watching him in junior, you just knew, okay, he's ready to make the jump.
Well, it must be nice to be Canadian. Like, oh, I watch these guys as juniors. Like, we can watch a little like ESPN and get some college football help and see, oh, this guy might get drafted by the Eagles or whatever. But you can like, oh, I just went to like this local skate rink and saw like these future NHL stars develop with a bunch of Ken Knots because they can't make
it. Actually, it was really cool because in Belleville here, the local town, we had the Belleville Bulls for like 26 years and is the junior. And it's a small town. It's only like 45,000, but we had the. And we used to have season tickets and go all the time. And then the devious, evil owner moved them out of town there a couple of years ago and just tore the heart out of the town. But now we're getting the Senators AHL team. The Binghamton Senators are moving to Belleville. So that's
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So the only thing that worries me is, like, I don't like the Senators. I'm really worried I'm going to start to kind of cheer for them because we're getting season tickets. We're going to go to the games. And you'll start to like them and... The only thing I like about that team is Eric Carlson. Everyone it's else just,
that'll been. Be your Eastern Conference.
What
team.
About Bobby Ryan?
Yeah,
proud of Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Like,
he's got quite a story to him, eh? I don't know all the details.
Yeah, Jeff's actually like Jeff's gotten drunk with him before.
Yeah, he's been to the house party I was at.
Oh yeah,
he well, said there you go.
He's from the area we came from.
Yeah, he said that when in his draft year was that 2005, 2006.
Yeah, same year as Crosby.
They were saying like all the draft picks went out in the town, and he was like, you know, we all went out, we were hanging out, having a fun time, and then like Crosby just went back to the hotel room and sat by himself.
Yeah, and thought about hockey and I got to be better tomorrow.
And how serious it was. So whether or not that's a true story or he was just drunk telling
he thought
it,
about
I'd
ways.
I'd like to believe it's true. And then
he was
just went
about
back
ways
to his,
ball tap somebody.
Yeah, he like Jager went back to the room, put on a weight vest and just did sit ups.
I thought you were going
to
say a wig.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
That too, you know, whatever works for him, man.
A lady's dress and then he went back out.
Isn't the ball tap, isn't that Giroux's thing or is that, no
he grabs
no, he squeezes taps. Butts.
Yeah.
He grabs cops' right. butts. You know, he likes public servants, man. He appreciates them.
Yeah,
and
appreciates
you know.
The hard work they do. It's
and you'll know because apparently we're trading.
You know, they have a little different standard in French Canada.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Coming from Canada, you wouldn't know that butt taps are an integral part of the American pastime of baseball. So maybe Claude Giroux's just integrating.
Yeah, he's assimilating.
That's exactly right. He's a beauty.
But about the Senators thing, you have kids, right?
Yeah.
So that means you're going to be going to Binghamton Center games with your son.
Are you
going to
let them? Root for not the Oilers?
No, he won't. I don't think they'll cheer for the Senators, but he'll go. They'll go. My daughter probably won't go much. She's not too interested in that. Actually, she'll be at university anyway, so it doesn't even matter. That's how old I am.
Oh, yeah, university, because she just finished her, what do you guys call it, like Hogwarts, like year 10? your grade 10? Or grade 12 or whatever it is.
Grade 12, that's right.
Yeah. It was funny because I always thought when I think I told this story on your podcast. I'm sorry if I say this, but like when I went to Canada and like it was our really hot tour guide, Nikki. Oh my God, she was from Toronto. So she was just like an American girl with like kind of a funny accent, but the Canadian like pizzazz.
You're getting stuck on one part of this story.
I was 16 and had hair, was in some of the best shapes of my life. Of course I was stuck on this part of the story. But anyway, she's like, oh, I haven't heard that since I was in like grade 6. And I was like, what the heck is grade 6? Because we say 6th grade or like, you know, 10th grade. And you guys like, you know, say grade. It's always funny. And university, and we'll say college. It's just, you know, interesting little different lingo things, guys. We're breaking barriers here on the podcast.
That's right. Well, I want to ask then, when you're playing hockey going through, do you have like minor, bantam, peewee?
Yes, most leagues do have that, yeah.
You have minor and major?
I think some leagues do. The ones I did not, because I stopped playing ice when I was younger because it got really expensive. My parents decided to buy a house.
Expensive.
Well, fool, what?
I know.
That just doesn't compute in Canada. Like, you play hockey, you don't buy a house.
My mom's like, we can still play baseball. I'm like, I don't like baseball, Mom.
I don't want to make toys.
But that's I played roller instead.
A lot of Americans will say, like, Adam Major, but we say Major Adam. So really important differences here, right?
Yeah. You know, this difference is, I think it brings us together. I think that's what NATO would want, right? I think this is what we want to do here with the show and what we do with our mission statement.
That's right. But we know it's not softwood lumber that brings us together because apparently that's a big deal these days.
Softwood lumber. What's the deal with that?
Yeah.
What's the deal with that? I'm not sure.
Yeah, you Americans are putting on all these duties on our softwood lumber. This is Trump. He's screwing us.
Oh, wait. Was this the shitty Super Bowl commercial?
No, I don't know about that. I didn't watch Super Bowl. But no, it just happened like a week ago.
You ask a Canadian person if they watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, I don't know.
No, most people here do. No, like we have Super Bowl parties. We absolutely get into it. I'm just not a... Actually, I usually watch it every year just because I feel like I have to. I don't know, because so you can talk about it, but I don't really follow the NFL much, but most people here do, actually.
Doesn't your co-host follow the NFL?
Oh, yeah, Pete's a big Dallas.
I remember him mentioning that. Oh, he's a Dallas fan.
You picked the Cowboys?
Dude, that's everybody that doesn't have like a home team in the NFL always picks the Cowboys.
Interesting.
They're America's team, you know, or something like that, quote unquote.
I guess.
Yeah, well, God forbid you pick the team with the America's mascot.
Well, you got to think, too, though, the timing of the whole thing. Pete and I are old guys, right? So we grew up like Roger Staubach, Tony Dorsett days, right? So
yeah, when the Cowboys
Tom Landry.
Were good.
Yeah, and you know, in those days, the cheerleaders were kind of a bit of a thing.
Yes. They still kind of are.
They were legendary.
Yeah, in those days, yeah. So
yeah, I won't hold it against you guys. But you understand what it's like growing up, and as I mentioned on your podcast before, Delco or like the Philly area, and there's a bunch of just like guys, like white trash, like, you know, whatever, crappy jobs, and like they just wear like old cowboy stuff and tell you how much the Eagles suck. And I'm like, dude, you've lived on the same block as everybody else. Yeah. And you just, he has to be different. Like, I like the Phillies. I like the Sixers. Flyers are fucking awesome, but the Eagles fucking suck. I know they never won a Super Bowl. The Cowboys, like, dude, when's the last time Cowboys did something? Back when you actually had hair on top of your head?
Well, even like people that are our age like the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's just,
and it's
the
only
scum
because
of the earth.
Well, it's only because they are front runners. It's like kids around here when we were growing up that are Devils fans because they were good.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason why you like them.
I don't even get mad at that because the Devils need fans, let's be honest.
That's true. Apparently, did you see, not to get totally off track, but the Devils opened up their ice surface for all their season ticket holders to write notes on it, and they took a big picture of it. And the ice surface was filled in, and I was baffled because, like, when you watch Flyers Devils, which is like a kind of a big rivalry, they've been rivals forever.
Yeah.
There's like seven people at the games.
They're using wedge tip like fat Sharpies.
Yeah.
And they write 10 messages each, we'll be fine.
I didn't even know that the Devils had that many fans.
Little do they know, Josh Harris is going to move the team.
No, that makes sense.
You heard it
here first.
Conspiracy.
Breaking down news.
But they, I mean, even when they were in first place, they didn't draw any fans. It might have been because they played the most boring hockey ever.
Also, in like New Jersey.
That's a trap.
New Jersey is such a small state, and if you get past the middle of the state going north, you're probably a Rangers fan. And if you get past the middle of the state going south, you're probably a Flyers
fan. Small state, but population-wise, one of the largest per square mile.
But the Devils have like maybe two or three counties of like dedicated fans, and that's it.
And those counties suck.
Yeah.
It's like smells like trash and refinery, like, and like it's not quite New York, and you can see the skyline and go, one day I'll move to the city and show them a real somebody. But most of them never do.
But isn't it the Meadowlands? Isn't it? I've always envisioned it being these nice meadows with flowers and stuff. No,
no, it's where the Sopranos would bury people, Mike.
Yeah,
the Meadowlands isn't really. He left me in the fucking Meadowlands.
the Devils play in the ghetto.
Yes,
and near Newark.
Yeah, in Newark.
Oh, like in Newark
they suggest that, like, when you get off the train, because you can, there's a train stop right at the Prudential Center. And basically, like, you get off the train, you walk the block to the stadium, and then you leave the stadium and you walk right back to the train. Like, don't wander.
Don't look at the locals in the eyes or feed them.
Yeah, I went.
Wandering's not a great idea.
I went to a job fair there that had a Sixers Nets game afterwards. And if you went to the job fair, you got tickets for like $10 to go watch the game. The thing they didn't tell you was that after the job fair was over, you had to do something for 3 hours in between. They wouldn't let you stay inside the arena to wait for the game. So
slight,
like,
catch.
Yeah, this is Newark. I don't want to go around anywhere.
Did you stand back to back with somebody?
No.
And just make sure, you know, don't get away from me with sticks.
You just ride the train back and forth for 3 hours.
Oh, man. Well, I got to take this all under advisement because we, as a family this year and another family really.
Don't tell
friends.
Me you're going to Newark, dude. Don't tell
well,
me.
No,
you got
what
suckered
we've
into
planned.
Expedia.
We started this year. We're going to do an annual trip as the two families together to go to a different NHL city. And so we started with Boston this year, which was awesome. It was a lot of fun. And then, but we were thinking, well, if we went to New Jersey or something, you could do New Jersey, you go to Philadelphia, you could do two or three cities in one trip, right?
You can even do Baltimore's only about 2 hours from Philly too.
Baltimore is not hockey, bro.
Oh, just want to check it out.
But no, you can do, you definitely need to check out Madison Square Garden. Madison Square Garden is something you have to see personally.
Yeah, have you been?
Yeah, it's, I've been a couple times. Oh. It's pretty awesome.
I've seen Billy Joel there. I'd say.
Yeah.
I've
been before
there.
And after the renovations. It's a lot nicer now.
Yeah, I just want to go, and I want to sit in the upper bowl there, and just because the everything I hear is the fans are awesome.
Right. Yeah. It's,
same thing with the Flyers.
It's pretty
upper
wild.
Level is where you want to be.
And right, and then from New York, because Madison Square Garden sits right over Penn Station, and you can literally hop a train to Penn Station to Philly. It's like a 2 hour ride.
Or anywhere in New Jersey if you're staying in a weird town in New Jersey that runs up and down all the way down.
So yeah, you can definitely do New York and Philly. I mean, you're not gonna get to like sightsee as much as you'd like to, but you can definitely do New York and Philly in a week.
If you're a fan of history, definitely check out Philly. They actually have a new Revolutionary War Museum opening up. They have a lot of different actually just opened up, and they have a bunch of other like just it's the birthplace of America and the Constitution and the all that stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that would
you and your kids are into that.
Yeah, because we did when we were in Boston. Obviously, there's just so much history there too. And we did. We
yeah,
went
Boston.
To the
that's why I was
state
thinking
building,
too.
And we went to Faneuil Hall and all those places. And it was it was fascinating. I loved it. Which is we're way off topic, but it was.
dude, it's okay. It's summer series, man. What's what we do?
Oh, okay, all right. But yeah, we had a great time in Boston, and it was awesome because like we were walking around at night, like after the game and stuff, and it was all, I don't know, felt perfectly safe. Maybe we were just the dumb, naive Canadians and people are going, those idiots, but it was
no, Boston's not too bad mostly. There's a lot of good areas there. I've been there
generally,
once.
Generally, when you're in like the high traffic areas, it's not super dangerous.
I mean, it's not like, you know, old school, like, oh, it's a fucking Southeast.
Yeah, you're not going to wander into somewhere where they're going to be like, oh, what's that accent there?
As they have their awful accent, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a good time.
So. I mean, Boston, like their part of the revolution was they were the drunk like terrorists, like tarring and feathering people and like throwing shit and destroying and sabotaging. They were the ISIS of America's cause. Yeah. And like Philadelphia was like where everyone, all the smarter guys in wigs and a lot of money, rich old white dudes met to decide how to actually do it. While the Boston's like rabble, 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 they're taxing us. That's a very, I mean, you can ask your wife about that. No, she's a history teacher, but that's
right.
A very small little like, you know, it's dumbing it down a lot, but I think it makes sense.
No,
and at least
accurate.
It wasn't a Cold War reference.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There's plenty of time for that.
I already made one earlier. It's okay. I said NATO like five times, which started during the Cold War, as you guessed it, Doyle. So, Mike, I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, my God.
I feel like you have to forfeit your if you win our bracket, I feel like you have too much like you like natural ability. Like if you were making an RPG like character, like for a video game to like win a hockey bracket, you have too many racial passive abilities.
Plus
I don't know if you follow this,
hockey.
If you're much of a nerd like us. Like
okay,
plus
you
five.
Lost me entirely. What are you talking about?
Maybe.
oh God!
Right. So basically, in these video games, when you make a character, like dwarves have like plus five like ability because they can like shoot guns better, you know? Because
dwarves shooting guns.
You ever play World of Warcraft?
It's a very roundabout way to say that you're naturally better at understanding hockey.
Which is like, I feel like you have to four. I'm just kidding. And also, you do a Scuttlepuck podcast for 3 years.
Yeah.
His resume is too good. I'm just kidding.
Drew made that so much harder than it had to be. You just have the natural ability to pick. Because you know hockey better than we do.
Hey, you know what? If he somehow was like a closet, like World of Warcraft or like nerd, like it would have been like, oh, he would have loved it. But he didn't. So it was high risk, high reward, Jeff. And that was not.
I think it actually probably worked out better than I didn't, right?
Yeah,
it probably didn't. But some of your listeners were like, oh, that's Drew. He sounds like he knows what he's talking about. He's definitely a virgin. I'm like, yes, it's right. Maybe they'll understand it.
Maybe not. But I don't know if it's just, you know, I kind of. You just live and breathe this stuff, but I mean, so much of the playoffs is luck, right? It's just, and I mean, that's what I'm always fascinated every year because, especially like the media, and everyone's got to talk about it, right? So they're saying, oh, this guy got 4 points in four games, so he's been outstanding, and this guy got zero, so what's wrong with him? And it's 4 or 5 games. Like those, you go on a streak of 4 or 5 games in the regular season all the time without points or a couple of points. It's, you can't, the stories are just so, they put way too much emphasis on every one single performance when it's, so much of what happens is luck in the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like every, like on the playoffs in any sport, especially like hockey, like the microscope is on every small hit. It's like that changed the game forever.
Yeah,
you know, that changed, that led them to the Stanley Cup and it was with the first round of the first minute, but that set the tone for
and
the whole playoff.
They have to create
run.
A narrative so they can feel.
Yeah, just, that's what they do with stories and everything. But you're in first place. You have a possible 338 points left on the board with Nick F. I mean, after the second round, really, we'll start to shape up because we'll be in our, you know, our final teams, but you're right in there, man, and I am right down the bottom making a lot of stupid picks. But you know what? I realize I don't want to win my own podcast T-shirt or like swag because I have enough of it in my house trying to sell it.
Well, you know what? Though?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I was super excited. I thought Columbus was going to do better than they did.
Me too.
They really got shellacked.
I had them going to the finals because I was like, you know what? I was like, they'll probably make the second or third round. You know what? I was just going to ride them out.
Like the Penguins handled the Blue Jackets. Washington kind of limped out of the Toronto series, even though it didn't go to a game seven. But like, what do you think now? Do you think the Penguins are going to go back to the conference finals?
No, I have I have Washington going right through, and I had them play in Pittsburgh in the second round, but I just think, I don't know. My gut tells me this is Washington's year to kind of break that whole story that Ovechkin can't beat Crosby and all
good
that.
Man.
And I think they got so much beyond Ovechkin. I mean, you could make a strong argument right now that Backstrom's actually their best player.
Backstrom and Kuznetsov.
Oh yeah, Kuznetsov's lethal, right? Yeah, but you know what? They did limp through that first. That was such an even series. Toronto Washington is actually a lot of great hockey.
That was my favorite series I watched.
Yeah,
I watched most of that.
I was kind of surprised the young guys did as well as they did against. I mean, like face it, at this point the Ducks are the Capitals are like the Icelandic team from Mighty Ducks 2.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, and you know what? I never watched the Mighty Ducks. I know, and I'm a bad hockey fan.
He's an old
fan,
dude. He doesn't watch that.
But yeah. I know about the Flying V, you know, and what's the goalie's name?
Goldberg. The fat Italian.
Yeah. But yeah,
Emilio Estevez, right? That's about all I know.
The Capitals are primed to make their run, like they're at the top of the pile.
Well, that could have been a wake-up call for them. Toronto's like, shit, well, they got past that one. Now they're like, they're focused. You know, there's no way they're not going to get up for the Penguins.
If they don't get to the Stanley Cup, that team is going to get blown up.
There's so many contracts
that are like on their way out, or like they won't be able to afford to have all these guys again.
Yeah.
It's like in the Blackhawks one, but they still got destroyed with the cap penalty. They still found a way to do it again.
Like if they lose here, their window's pretty much closed.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
I don't know. They still got, it depends how they retool, right? They, like guys like Shattenkirk are going to be gone. And actually, he's been, I wasn't impressed with him. I watched a lot of that series, watching him in particular because Edmonton had been really interested. And I haven't seen him a lot. So I got to watch him closely. And I actually wasn't impressed with his play at all. So, there'll be guys like that. They're going to have to offload, but they still got a good core. I mean, you got, like you said, Kuznetsov, and obviously Ovechkin still. He'll be really good for a long time just because even as he slows down, his shot is so hard.
Well, he has to position himself right and get open. He can still be effective on the
power play. What do you think of the rumors that if the Caps fall apart, Ovechkin's going to bail and go back to the KHL?
No, I don't see that happening at all.
I think the amount of money from endorsements in America alone he has.
People have been bandying about that he's going to pull a Kovalchuk.
That's only because I think because of the whole Olympics thing. And he's like, you know, I'm going to go back. I'm going to play. I think it's just everyone just he likes playing NHL duty. It's more his style of game. He's not your typical like dipsy doodle Russian. He actually throws the body around.
And speaking of the Olympics, as a Canadian, are you angry that the players aren't going to be allowed to go? Or
actually, no. And it's probably surprising, and a lot of people up here were for sure. But I kind of I look back to the old days before the NHL were there, and I kind of like I've got this. Like romantic notion about the Olympics, but I kind of like the whole amateur idea. But I like that in the Olympics, the best stories are always the people that you never heard of before, and they get the limelight for a bit. And it's always, I don't know, I like those stories. So it doesn't kill me that. I mean, it's the best on best hockey is always great to watch. So I'll miss that. But no, it doesn't devastate me. It's like, okay. And I think the NHL almost has to do that if they want the World Cup to truly be the premier best-on-best tournament. So if they don't go to the Olympics, then the World Cup, and that's where they make money, right? They make money on the World Cup.
I was a big fan of the World. I watched the Olympics mostly just because it gives me reason to drink early in the morning, and I get to root for America.
Do you need a reason? Like what?
Yeah, well, you know.
There's plenty of reasons, but no, I told you have another one.
Acceptable reason.
Something like, what, the drink or root for America? Because there's like so many ways I could take that question.
But yeah, that's about it. Like, but the World Cup, like, I was watching all the games. I had vested interest in all the games. It was a lot more interesting, I think, than the Olympics.
Because you knew all the players, too.
Yeah, and I feel like there was, I don't know, the Olympics are, like, cool and it's a gold medal, but I feel like the players were more excited for the World Cup, too.
Yeah.
It's funny because the vibe here, I think, was it wasn't as, there definitely wasn't as much hype about it or as much chatter, I guess, amongst people about the World Cup as you would get the Olympics. But the, and the hockey was good. But again, you got Team Europe in the final. I mean, that hurt them for sure because they were a relatively boring team. And I mean, how do you work up a hate for Team Europe? Like, they're not even a country. They're just kind of a bunch of guys getting together. So it's like some pickup game of Ralph Kruger's coaching. And
the groupings of the World Cup is weird.
Yeah, they didn't have enough to make like a Team Sweden. So
a Team Belarus.
And then they had too many in North America, so they put in the random, you can only be 22 or under.
Yeah, yeah, but I thought that was a smart way to do it. I think it's what they're going to do it that way. They had to do it that some way. I thought that would be the way to do it. But I do like I do like Mike's idea, though, about like how the amateurs, you know, there was this crazy story in 1980, the Cold War.
Oh, my God.
A bunch of college kids from America took down. There's a whole Disney movie about this. You won't even believe this, Mike. Guess what? They took down the perennial, like, amazing, most badass, hard-shooting, rock'em sock'em team there was. And they were the Soviet Union, who also ate a fucking Ed Van Imp elbow in the corner back in the 77, Super Series. And they were the only team to lose to them, or to beat them, was the Flyers. You know, because the NHL like, you know.
They're going home.
Yes, they are. Quit. Start that damn bus. Tell it to the Czar, baby. It's these colors don't run. Unless you put missiles on Cuba, then we're going to have to fucking talk.
Jesus Christ.
I was telling you, though, that I listened to that Hardcore History episode on the whole the Cuban Missile Crisis. And
with Dan Carlin,
awesome.
Right?
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, I have a flight coming up. I think I'm going to pop that in and like not just like watch my Netflix queue and just actually download it a bunch. I just haven't listened to them yet.
Cool. Okay, trivia question, though. Who did the United States have to beat to win the gold medal?
Was it Finland?
Yes.
Yeah,
well done.
Everybody thinks that the Russia game was the gold medal game.
That was just a bracket game on the way and to go to the gold medal game.
Yeah.
And then Russia or Soviets got the bronze, sitting on the smaller pedestal, you know.
And if you watch X Files, you know that the Americans slipped some drugs into Tretiak so he would play shitty.
Oh no, X Files! That's a documentary, isn't it? I love that show.
Absolutely,
that's awesome.
Cigarette smoking man told me
that makes sense.
Oh, David Duchovny, you age like a fine wine.
But I will say, I watched all that tournament in 1980. I remember that the Do You Believe in Miracles call. I watched that.
Yeah, I wasn't even a freaking
here we go.
Yeah, I wasn't a twinkle in my dad's balls.
Yeah, I wasn't even a scratch of my dad's balls. He was still in high school going through with his big ginger hair.
Your dad's balls twinkle?
Yes.
Wow.
No, his dad's balls twinkle. My
That's
dad's
pretty impressive.
My dad's balls just itch.
Does he use like a wax on those?
Yeah, he waxes them, and then he puts on like the little rhinestones.
And your dad's always waxing his car too. Every time I go to your house, when he's with your parents, your dad was just washing his truck. Like, yeah,
short concentric strokes.
Oh, man, all right, Mike, we're gonna get you out of here. Do you have anything else? We're gonna end the show in a couple minutes. So, do you have anything you like to add or whatever, a plug or anything? Any words of wisdom for the upcoming playoffs? Anything you'd like to add at all? And also, of course, plug Scuttlepuck. It's a great hockey podcast for all you hockey fans out there. Calm perceptions, not really many hot takes, I don't think, on your show, which is nice. It's refreshing. I feel like you don't have a bunch of Skip Bayless's on there.
No, that's a good thing. Okay, you know, I got a friend actually who he hacks on me all the time. So come on, you got to get more arguments. You got to get angrier. I'm going, hey man, we're just talking hockey.
That's what we do too. We don't really get that angry at each other.
Yell
we just,
about things.
We just talk about how awful the Philly beat writers are here in the media, and you know, everything else, and you know,
we argued one time.
Yeah, because Jeff was really hating on Andrew McDonald. We were saying like his hate's a little warranted, but it's a little too much. And Jeff was just like, it was a lot of tension in the room.
Like the beat writers are just making up narratives to fill time. And they're basically saying like, one week it was like, you should trade Giroux. And then the next week it was like, you should entertain all trade offers, even trading Wayne Simmonds. So like,
but make Simmons captain first.
Right.
To raise his trade value
so
or
like,
something.
In the offseason for like the Canadian teams, is it the same or is it worse or is it not as bad? Because
oh, it's just as bad. I can say if it's like Toronto and Montreal are
it's
just
probably worse.
Ridiculous.
Hockey's the main thing
yeah.
over there.
You would think.
Oh,
yeah.
They're
yeah,
ESPN.
I've always
is
heard
like,
that
let's cover hockey.
Toronto and Montreal are like the same as Philly.
Yeah, Montreal, I've
Toronto
heard horrible
the same
stories
people
about.
Who overvalued Luke Shen, so makes sense.
Yeah, well. Toronto's brutal, and they've got a few writers that are just such trolls. Like just, and they do it just to troll the bloggers and stuff, I think, because Twitter just explodes as soon as they say anything, and they just all retweet the idiot instead of Steve Simmons.
That's how you
is
get,
a prime
that's how you get views. Did you see our Trey Giroux article we wrote?
No, I did not. I apologize.
Oh, we put, no, it's okay
no,
if you
no,
didn't.
No,
I wouldn't expect you to, but we put it on there, and it got a lot of views that day, but no comments. I can tell people were very pissed.
Yeah.
A couple of people actually liked the show were like, Jesus Christ, because we just put, like, Claude Giroux has traded, and, like, dot, 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 and the rest of the article said, like, his Philadelphia area home for his Ottawa area home. He'll be back in time for next season. We put a disclaimer saying, all Flyers news up till now is just for page views and ad revenue, so
nice.
Make sure you read critically. Basically, calling out the fake news of... you know, there's Philly beat writers.
Yeah, and I would say that, like, Toronto, and they can be annoying, and they're always talking about the Leafs all year or whatever. Montreal is interesting because they're just as passionate, if not more. But I think there's no other, like, fan base slash media base that actually influences the team. Like, when they get really angry...
Influence the refs,
the team
too.
Changes. Oh, yeah. For the whole bit. But they, like... They get guys traded. They get GMs fired. They get
prices
like, in
on
Montreal.
The
They need a coach who's bilingual because they have to talk to the media and the fans when they want to be able to understand. Like, oh, it's fucking pussy. Only speaks English.
And
like,
that's actually a true thing. Like, that's not a joke. The
Wait,
first time I heard that, I thought
now.
It was silly.
No, it's like
Le
they believe
French.
That now, which is silly though because their greatest coach of all time was Scotty Bowman, who is English, and they're. Right, and that's until like 1980. Then all of a sudden, after that, it became a thing. I think that became more and more with media and TV as it got bigger and bigger. But anyway, I'm tying you guys up longer than you want to.
Of course, man, we love talking to you. Just like we got a couple things we got to do, and I don't want to keep you here all night. And also, I'm tired.
Me too. And I got to somehow stay up till at least watch the first period. But I'll just say
predictions for
tonight's
game. Before we
What's that?
Predictions for tonight's game, what are you looking for? I guess that's one thing we really didn't talk about versus the Ducks tonight. Predictions.
Hockey, yeah. I gotta go with the Oilers for game one.
Homer.
I
really just kidding.
Yeah, well, I gotta do it right, but it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be nasty. I think there goes both teams are gonna go out to try and set the tone, and the Edmonton this year can answer that kind of call. So I expect it to be pretty rough. But if regular season is similar, I think they're going to match Kessler up against McDavid, but McDavid just romped him in the regular season, so hopefully that'll go. And I'm looking for McDavid to have a breakout game here soon, for because he's been playing great, he's been getting lots of shots, so I got to think one's going to go in here soon.
He's also so much faster than everyone else.
Yeah,
your young team's getting playoff experience. I think it's the most important part moving forward for you guys.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
And you guys, but, I mean, who knows? You guys could go. You never know. It could happen. Just. You know, you
well,
guys
the West
are a good
is
team.
Pretty open, eh? You know, like with Chicago going out, and you never know what's going to happen. It could, it's all wide
open.
It
comes down to
who
matchups,
knows?
Luck, and the goaltending and special teams, usually.
Yeah. And I like Cam Talbot. I'll always back Cam Talbot because of his masks.
You know what else blows my mind about the Western Conference, real quick?
Yep.
Nashville Predators got rid of Shea Weber and Seth Jones.
And became better. Yeah.
And the teams that they went to are now gone in the first round.
Yeah.
That is mind-boggling. And they still have an amazing top 4D.
Yeah.
They breed defensemen out there. Like, they breed blues music. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Which is good, because with Laviolette in charge, the only thing they need is defensemen.
Especially, like, 3 years, and he runs his shelf life, kind of like Tortorella. He's a slightly longer shelf life than Tortorella, but apparently he can be a dick, too.
Yeah. Oh, most coaches can be, too. Yeah. I think that's just a truism, but...
I hate you, Dad. I mean, coach.
Yeah. Anyway, guys... thanks a lot. I'll get out of your hair. But yeah, if any of the listeners want to check us out, we're called Scuttlepuck. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and all your favorite podcatchers, I guess. And we put post out every week. And if you want to follow me along, I'm at 13Mike31, and I'm getting real close to 400. So you know, if we just get 3 or 4 followers, I'll break over 400 followers. So that'd be huge. So
we have 3 or 4 listeners.
I'll help you out.
All right.
Wait, Mike, do you think that would help you guys, really?
In what way?
It doesn't matter what you think.
No, I'm sorry. I had to do it.
Nice. I totally didn't see that coming. Nice.
I'm sorry, man. Mike, you're a great guy, a great sport. You know what? I hope you do take that trip down here, and we have to like maybe do a meetup at a game or something like that and prove to you we're not you know, murderers or something.
We will for sure. Absolutely.
We'll have to do that, man. But enjoy the rest of the playoffs. I'm sure we'll talk on Twitter and all that stuff, and we'll have you on again sometime soon. Look forward to you know, working with you in the future, man.
Yeah, you bet. We'll do the same on Scuttlefuck. So thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you later.
You bet.
Mike Bond, everybody. What a class
what
act.
A cool guy.
He is.
He really is, yeah.
And thanks.
I've never met the guy, but I feel like I know him pretty well. I've like heard him talk to Jeff. I've talked to him a couple times on Twitter. And like after I did his show, we talked on Skype for like a half hour afterwards just about hockey. I was like, you know what, dude? This isn't even part of the show. We got to get off. You got to call the people.
Yeah. And thanks to Leonard for putting us in touch
Leonard,
with him. He's turned out to be a really cool guy.
Yeah, you're the man. And Mike is the man as well. So that was awesome, man. We actually had a guest. We had a call in and everything else.
I hope that it comes. It sounds good when we compress everything and
it'll sound fine. You got me at the helm, kid. I know radio. It's my business. My business is radio.
I just know that your racial skills don't give you a +5 to webmastering. So.
Yeah, that was
RPG completely lost.
It was a really long way to go, and I thought it was going to be a better reference, but it turns out
anyway. When you're creating characters, all the races have certain pluses and minuses, inherently better skills. Anyway, am I boring you?
Was it ever apparent I don't get pussy into that story? Was it ever more apparent?
Damn it!
But anyway, do we have a tweet of the week this week?
Oh,
we do not.
Yeah, I mean, I can find one.
Okay, I think we had a couple like in the works. But I think we actually decided beforehand. Today's been kind of a whirling dervish of a day.
Well, I will tell you real quick that Phantoms Bears tied early in the third.
All right, 1-1. Nice. So by the end of this episode, we'll be able to finish watching it. And tomorrow, well, you guys listen to this. I do, before we get into all this stuff, though.
I got one for you.
As of right now, it looks like our online store will finally be launching. So if you're listening to this right now, go to our website, check it out. There should be a link at the top called Shop. There'll also be a link on the right with a picture, a little clickable picture of a nice, lovely lady wearing our stuff and flaunting it for you guys. Check it out, guys. We got T-shirts and all that stuff. We have sizes small, medium, large, XL, double XL, and we got three different kinds of koozies. The Teddy Koozevelts, however, a little special hot ticket item. They're limited time, so get them while they're hot.
Limited.
And obviously, if you don't want to buy one, don't. But we kept the shipping reasonable. We're just doing this at cost. We're not making any money off this, but it might help us give us like $1 or $2 to help pay for putting the podcast on. You know, every week with hosting costs.
If we could sell it for more and make profit, we totally
would. But shirts are only $10. Koozies are only $3. Buy as many as you want. And also, special coupon code JeffStats at the checkout will get you 10% off your order. That is good till May 30th. So you have about a month to work with that if you'd like. That's coupon code JeffStats. That's right. Both words together to make Jeffs, whatever it is. That's how you would do it. So check it out, broadstreetboy.net on the shop. And it's through PayPal. It's secure. You know, we'll ship it out to you ASAP. However, if you do order in the beginning of the week next week, I will be away and our shipping will be down, but it'll be out as soon as we'll be in touch and everything else.
Also, if you guys like the podcast, please hop on iTunes. 5-star rating. You don't even got to write a review.
There's a bunch of people too big for their britches to try to come over here and take off our podcast land, but we're the... I'm just kidding. Yeah, leave a 5-star review. We really appreciate
all
you guys.
Helps us, makes us look
on Twitter,
better.
All
and
that
then,
stuff like that.
More people will find us. We'll get bigger. We'll be able to provide better merchandise.
Yes. We have a couple ideas for the shirts are awesome. They're 100% cotton and soft as Sidney Crosby 2008. And they say Broad Street Bowl in the back, but in the front's a nice little can drawn by Josh Carter. And also we have that for the logo and everything else.
We have
for
some
the
shirt ideas. So
we have a couple good ones, some funny ones, some something old, something new, something borrowed, something Flyers hockey, boom, 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 beer. That's a new plug. That's just a whole commercial we're going to do.
Okay.
Oh, God.
You guys like that?
Well, all right. I don't know if it should go like that, but...
I don't know.
All right, now for the really important stuff, okay? Fuck that all, the plug stuff.
Don't buy our stuff. Fuck
shut up, Doyle. Don't listen to the man behind the curtain. Doyle's
actually
no,
that's ridiculous. It's not time for that, but do you know what it's time for?
Do I? Oh, gee, mister.
It's time for...
Shibadoo bop bop. Tweet of the week.
Yeah. That's right, everybody. It's Tweet of the Week, everyone's favorite part of the show. We break down either listeners or people that are online that don't actually listen to the show, and we just say that their tweets are awesome. We talk about them. So, Jeff, our Tweet of the Week.
Our Tweet of the Week this week goes to @Kaprizov, KAPRIZOV, _, and he tweeted a sad picture of Patrick Kane, followed by, "When you're the only predator that didn't advance to the second round."
Oh, That's right, everybody. That was our very wonderful bit we like to call
Doobop-bop, Tweet of the Week. Yeah! It never gets old.
It does. But actually, no, it doesn't. So yeah, that's our Tweet of the Week. That's pretty good. I like that. He's really coming at the whole Patrick Kane might have been a sexual assaultist. Yeah.
Charges
angle.
Were dismissed, so you know. It's just good parody.
I like it. I do like it.
He can't sue because it's parody or something. I'm not really sure.
And I know the reason you guys are really listening is going like, it's episode 88. What possibly could Drew have up his sleeve for episode 88?
Oh, no.
Would he go back in time to the beginning of rock and roll? Will he go to the future with EDM and dubstep?
Hey, rock and
or will
roll
he take it
to
back
me.
To the 90s with a little bit of, girl me? Well, guys, you're about to find out. We're going back to the birth of rock and roll. Long intro here.
Feeling it's good.
One of the first rock and roll songs ever made. Forget Rock Around the Clock. Well, heard the podcast. Fuck, it cut off. God damn it! It fucking cut off for a second.
I'm so disappointed by this
now. We'll just delete that.
Just
it's
don't even try. Just like...
Well, you heard of the podcast, you heard the noise that we make. Get ready to Broad Street Bully episode 88. Yes, it's great. Just one way. It's episode podcast 88. Baby, we'll ride in style.
Moving all along. There's a lot of dead air here.
Just wanted to real. I didn't really write anything.
Not going to lie. Not going to lie. The pause in the beginning and the breakups kind of ruined it.
It's okay. I just want an excuse to play that song on air.
You're going to have to come on strong next week.
Who's strong?
It's not like the third week you got that joke.
It's summer series. I don't give a flying patoot. That's what I like to say around here.
That's what I like to say around
we're
here.
We're going to get rid of the explicit tag and start talking like that. I went through stories of mingling with 48-year-old women and everything else, and words were said. But guys,
Father Muck.
That is our show for the week. I think we did it. I want to thank Mike Bond from Scuttlepuck. Please check his show out if you have... an hour to kill every week and you really enjoy hockey, it won't be killing, it'll actually be a good hour. But seriously, if you have time, check it out. They're good. And anytime you can check in on their show, they'll talk about hockey all year round, and they're good guys. And he's an Oilers fan, but don't hold that against them. All right.
Yes. His Twitter handle was at 13Mike31. Mm-hmm. And you can get Scuttlepuck at scuttlepuck.com.
And all the other stuff it's
and
on.
All, yeah, all your other podcast sources.
Just so you can get us on there. And please, like I said, leave us a review. Check out our store. Please enjoy it. We did make sure we had everything set up beforehand. And it's through PayPal, so it's secure. And we will not send you dog poop.
Yes, we will only steal your information and then open up credit cards with it. Oh, wait, that's Wells Fargo.
Yeah, sorry. But what's the Flyers going on? The Wells Fargo stealing credit cards. We're going to steal it, all right? But guys, it's it. You guys have anything to end the show with?
Joe Thornton is the man.
Yeah, we playing didn't talk all, like, about torn, that. His torn,
torn
ACL.
ACL and MCL.
And somehow played, yeah.
I think who was the coach of the Sharks, McClellan, was just like, yeah, his knee was kind of just a free-floating.
Free-floating.
Which is gross, but I guess if you're probably going to retire, might as well, if you're going to get reconstructive surgery... Go all out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like get a free knee replacement at the end of your career. That way, you have to pay for it when you're retired. Exactly. It's genius. Just like having a great open mic at Bobby Ray's Tavern on Monday in Pennsauken, New Jersey. Free comedy show. If you ever want to try comedy out, just go see some of the best up and coming comedians from the local South Jersey and greater Philadelphia area. Go check it out. And also keep a lookout for Starbucks Comedy Showcase comedy free show in June. And I'll have dates coming up soon for Philly's funniest competition at Helium because, you know, I'm a nobody. I'm trying to get somewhere. So
because you're not the funniest.
That's okay, though. It's still fun, and I like doing that room, Doyle. So how about you shut your yap? But guys, thank you for listening. Episode 88. This is Papsky out. Enjoy the rest of your day, and go Phantoms, I guess. And hopefully they won. Broadstreetboy.net/shop. Check it out. Boop.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky and Jeff DeAngelis.
And Doyle.
Available on iTunes, Stitcher, and BroadStreetBully.net. Follow the show on Twitter @ the BSB Podcast.